after this.
Start this up.
I'm Anderson. I talked disparagingly about pop stars, iconic pop stars' daughters.
I think Houdini's joining us right now. They're like strobing together. Synchronicity.
No one has any.
It's too bad we don't have.
We're summoning the spirit of Houdini upstairs in a small room.
It's too bad we don't have that Stanley Kubrick Zeiss 0.21 lens that he shot that terrible, boring movie with.
Hey, how dare you? That's his greatest film of all time.
Psycho?
Can I get some
That's
more?
That's what I meant.
More volume.
That's what I meant. Not in your hair.
No, the volume,
in my head.
Volume's
my
all the way up.
Hey, hair what? Jokes. Hey, welcome to the Barber Podcast.
We should
all
just delete
hairstyles
this, right?
All the time.
We just delete this.
You walk into a barber shop and you see a guy with a great haircut. And you see a guy with a terrible haircut. Yeah. Which one do you choose?
Are you talking about the guy with the scissors in hand?
I don't know how that. What?
Is that what you're talking about? Or are you talking about?
You walk into a barber shop. There's one guy with a great haircut. The other guy's got a shit haircut. Which one do you choose?
And they're both barbers.
They're both barbers.
Okay, I thought you meant like you're picking up on a dude in a barbershop.
Nope. I don't know why
you
would think that.
You choose the guy with the bad hair because he did the good haircut on the other guy. They cut each other's hair.
That is correct.
Well, mathematically, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
That is correct. It makes
absolute sense.
Oh, wait,
that makes perfect sense. You're right. Sorry. I thought there was some trick algebra thrown in there.
Well, yeah, you forgot to carry the X.
Do you really think they have each other cut?
Wait. Yes, first of all,
carry the X.
Absolutely.
100%. Yeah. I mean, no, there's no doubt that these two imaginary men in this riddle definitely cut each other's hair. Did we ever play that, the Italian barber stereophonic 3D sound thing on the show? I think we did.
I don't know.
I remember you going on about something that was supposed to be really tight, and I was like really bored with it.
Dropped the ball on getting a photo op for this show because, in case people aren't familiar, in case you're a new listener, we do a classic bit called The Italian Guys. Is that what it's called?
Hey, welcome
to the podcast. So
a nice American ass.
I'm in the valley. I'm in the valley somewhere. And
it's
I'm
not a classic
by,
bit. It's a classical bit.
And I drove by either a pizza place or an Italian restaurant.
Pizza place.
You've probably driven by it many times.
I've been there.
And on the wall it says like. Give it a try. It has that exact accent is typed out in a font on the wall. Like, hey, it's a pizza. What do you want from us?
What do you want from me? Just come and try your mama's pizza. It's a good stuff. No gluten.
When I was in back of hand of my mama.
When I was in Little League, there was a super annoying field that we played at that had a advertisement on the on the outfield wall. There was like, Vinny's Pizza. Forget about it. It's like, it was like right at the height of Sopranos. It was so terrible.
That is terrible. Chico's Bail Bonds is the only thing you want to see out there.
It's a timely
bad
reference.
Bad News Bears. What was the new Bad News Bears?
It's
when
to me, making a reference.
It has to be the same.
Movies.
You can't switch that up.
Oh, they switched everything.
You can't switch
up.
That
of
up.
Of course they switched
was
it
he
up.
Wasn't Buttermaker?
No, because butter's got saturated fat, so I think he was margarine maker.
Oh, I can't believe it's not butter maker.
Hey, welcome to After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There is Mike Carnot to my
and
left.
And welcome to the actual start of the show, because there's no goddamn way we're leaving that other shit in.
Real sick. He's got a cold, or as I call him in the summertime, a hot.
No,
he's got a hot. And there's Corona. There's Ty Ty to my right, and we're doing it in the old green room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it in here now. They've moved things around. It's nice.
Was the storage room for a while.
If this room would
it's...
remain ours only, we could decorate it to make it really After Disaster comfortable.
Also, would be a great recording studio.
I believe
come
so,
to you
too.
Live
except
on
for you
tape.
Can hear the vibration from the bar down.
Well, so no, world famous improv.
This
soundproofing.
Nights, though, it, like,
we
all the
we
music.
Buy like four dozen eggs and staple them up, and then we realize how long that's going to take, and then there's just four boxes of eggs stapled to the wall.
Or we just don't do that at all.
Let's get right to it. Let's talk about
vape life.
Betting on Zero.
Oh, ooh! Did you watch
betting
it, Michael?
Betting on Zero. What's Betting on Zero?
Oh, God.
Yes, I watched it.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Can we do this? Can we talk about it?
We can talk about it, but I think it's going to be pretty simple.
Hmm.
I think it's pretty simple.
We
don't talk about movies that much on this show.
We can talk like about
we
anything
we
want to talk
about.
One
Tai Tai. Yeah, we can talk about whatever. And obviously, movies are going to come up every now and again. And Betting on Zero, Tai Tai recommended, and I thoroughly enjoyed. Very good watch. It's a documentary all about Herbalife, or if you're from England.
It's not really about
Herbalife. Herbalife. Oh, there's a lot of Herbalife in there.
Slimy dude trying to short it to make $1 billion.
Slimy dude.
Okay. Now we have something to talk about. Holy shit.
What?
Holy shit.
Wait,
this is.
You think the bad guy?
You think the good guy's the bad guy?
I know who the bad guy was. The bad guy is that silver-haired fucking right. shyster piece of garbage.
The shorting guy.
Yes.
No, he's the good guy.
How is that the bad guy?
He's not. He's only trying to sell Herbalife as being bad so that he can make money.
We got to set this up.
He's not the good guy. He is the majority of people. He is the least good guy in the entire fucking documentary.
I am so happy you're taking this stance because this now, you know.
It was about to be just three guys going, yeah, it was a good movie. Yeah, very good movie. You're
not
going to
really get it. It's very simple. Not so simple. Okay, so Tyler, why don't you set it up for us, if you will.
So you may have been driving around and seeing.
Kind of try and weave The Big Short in there because a lot of people saw The Big Short and it's very, very similar.
You might have seen a giant, it kind of looks like a cannabis leaf on the back of cars you might see in traffic that says, like, lose weight today, call me, Herbalife.
30 minutes, 30 days, $30.
There's also very large, very expensive buildings located all around the world, mostly in Los Angeles, that have huge Herbalife logos on the side.
Correct. So it's this, they claim that they are not a pyramid scheme.
I got to tell you right now, I'm pissed.
Everyone else claims that they are a pyramid scheme. And it is about one of the men who thinks it's a pyramid scheme and that it is very then that it is bad for.
I'm shocked right now. I'm like I am floored.
Too. I am too. This is like you guys trying to convince me that Trump's a good guy.
Is a Wall Street.
You know what? Your argument actually says so because the guy that was on the other side, his adversary, Ackerman or whatever, right? Got hired by Trump as soon as he became president. Yes, he's in his cabinet
his
now.
His adversary is that investor who is a piece of garbage.
His adversary now works for Trump in the White House. Absolutely. Did you watch the episode?
Absolutely does not.
I don't think he works for him. I think
he does not. He's a billionaire
investor.
No,
he was hired. It was in the epilogue.
No, he does not work for him.
Okay, this is fascinating.
He does not work for him.
It's shocking to me that you can. Shocking. It shocks me that you could. Why do I have your phone? That's even more shocking. I pick up my phone and I see Lauren
Herbalife
and Zach
is,
staring at
in
me
my
like,
opinion,
hey.
A pyramid scheme. It's a scam.
Okay, so we can agree on that.
I virtually have never met anyone in my life who can tell me with a straight face they make money on Herbalife. The whole point of the product is to sucker more people into selling it. It's
right.
not the product.
Right. So correct. That company should be put out of business.
So billionaire investors, Warren Buffett included, will do whatever they want to manipulate money to make themselves and their stockholders
right.
money. So there's a guy who's trying to prove Herbalife is a scam
right.
so that he can make money by shorting
right.
stock. That guy is a scumbag piece of
okay, where
shit.
Okay, where is this coming from?
He's a scumbag,
where is this
zero, nothing. And the billionaire investor who is trying to stop him from doing that
and keep Herbalife rolling
based on personal reasons only is also a piece of shit.
Right.
He's known as one of the most notorious. He buys he is not. He's 10 times wealthier than Trump. He has nothing to do with Trump. He.
Oh my God. What's his name?
I don't remember his name.
He's definitely a Trump
Ackerman?
Guy.
Ackman?
No,
that's the
Icon.
No.
Icon.
Silverhaired Fox guy.
Oh yeah. Carl Icahn.
Icahn.
Yeah.
I-C-H-A-N.
He does not work for Trump.
He doesn't work for him, but they're like friends.
No, he works for him. He's in the cabinet.
No, he's not.
Why am I so low?
He is not in the cabinet.
Oh, sorry. I just did the wrong one. Sorry.
What happened?
Carl Icahn buys companies, then breaks them up to make himself a profit. He's a bad fucking guy. That other guy is just as bad or 10 times fucking worse.
What?
The other guy is a scumbag, bullshit, snake oil piece of fucking trash, and you couldn't tell that from the minute you laid.
Yes,
your,
dude, they
you
are
saw his
they are
little fucking
okay,
eyes
looking,
and watching
here's,
your that smug
wait,
got fucking what? Probably 5 feet tall.
I never got the
smug,
smugness. I did not get the smugness.
Douchebag.
I did not get that because I they,
oh,
that
God,
was kind
the
of
the most
reputation.
Smug person I've ever
I
seen
didn't
in a
pick,
documentary.
No,
in my
Bald
life.
Ryan is Bald
okay,
Ryan. Well, he's
was
never
he
seen
in
him
a documentary.
Yeah, okay, but if he was in a documentary,
I stand corrected.
But I did not pick up on the whole like smug factor.
He's the most smug.
I did a little bit
seen.
When he was trying to like you know befriend the Latino community there at the end. That seemed a little bit forced.
He's a complete and total fucking scumbag. He's a billionaire. He himself is a billionaire, and his entire life is dedicated into.
Oh, look at this!
The same thing as
Icahn raises ethics flags with dual roles as investor and Trump advisor in the White House. Oh, he's part of the cabinet.
I don't believe that. Where'd you see that? What is that on TMZ?
Oh, the New York Times.
Never heard of him. Never heard of it. Fake news. Fake news. What? Really? What date is that? Is that now?
It was March 26th. It was in the movie.
You were saying that it wasn't part of it. Oh, my God.
No, I said it was in the movie. I said, okay,
I don't think you guys are in defense of the guy who clearly is making. Okay. Aside from the fact that we all agree Herbalife is a scam that fucks over dumb people who think there's an easy way to make $10,000 a month.
A lot of people listening have seen The Big Short. It's a really good movie, and they kind of glamorize, like, you know, how the stock market works, and they, you know, explain how the housing crisis.
There's nothing glamorous about it. I got drunk.
Look, you and I fucking hate those types of people. Yes. That people that, like, hey, what do you want to do for a living? Business. Yes. I want to spend my entire fucking morning till night figuring out how to fuck the other guy so I can fill my bank account.
I want to spend my life serving only me. Because I'm a dumb fucking cocksucker that went to business school and I only care about myself. I have no goddamn intentions to serve and to be of service to anyone else, because all I care about is me. And you know what? You can go fuck yourself. All you cocksuckers in business school that think you're going to be the next Carl Icahn or the next Warren Buffett. Fuck you, you fucking piece of shit, loser, cocksucker, nobody's zeros.
All right.
No, I hate those people.
Michael, I fucking hate those people. Imagine a world where they don't exist. What happens there? Like, don't we need them, kind of?
No. Why do we need them?
What about the part where he said he was going to donate all his personal profits?
He's lying.
He's not lying.
That's an absolute lie. Okay, first of all, anybody who only is in it for themselves, fuck you. Fuck you. And that goes for Trump. That goes for these other fucking investors. These no talent bullshit, providing no service to anybody, having no compassion for anybody. It's just me. I want to get as much as I can. Me. Suck my fucking dick, you loser. Fucking zero.
What about John McEnroe?
John McEnroe was a great tennis player, provided hours and hours of entertainment for people who are fans of the game.
He played for himself.
No.
No team.
He played for the audience, the roar of the crowd.
Yeah, for himself.
The trophy.
Well, and then in that scenario, you could say that Bill Ackman. You could say that Bill Ackman is playing to take down a giant evil pyramid.
I hate those people. I hate those people. I fucking hate those people.
All right, I understand.
And I got to be honest with you too. There's somebody that in my company who's here right now. I'm a little tense because my company is here. But a person who I don't look at too favorably. In fact, I really can't fucking stand him. Looks just like that other guy, and they act the same too. And I want to fucking kick them both in the throat.
Dr. Drew?
No. There's a guy. One of our people.
They're both silver foxes. The other
guy is a worm. He's a worm. That investor's a worm. He's a liar. You see him falling apart when he was doing that little seminar. That someone goes, how do we know that you're not just double money? He's just like, I can't public speak because I'm a dumb fucking short guy that probably got bullied my entire life, and now I'm a billionaire.
I don't understand why you're getting so wrapped up.
I hated that guy from the minute he came on that goddamn
fucking
screen. That's weird.
You didn't have a reaction, right?
No, I hated.
And they kept talking about that was his reputation, and I didn't pick up on that.
I
said to Jillian out loud numerous times, like, I don't really see the smugness. I kind of like this guy. I kind of like them.
There's something about people that are Wall Street people I just really despise.
Well, they're all Wall Street people.
I really
despise them.
But that guy's the epitome of it. His stupid fucking suit.
The epitome of it. His stupid fucking haircut. His smug look. The epitomy of Wall Street would be someone who's like, yeah, I know it's a pyramid scheme. I'm making a ton of money on it. Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
At least the guy's trying to fucking take it down.
He's taking it down only for his own advantage. It's complete fraud bullshit. He's trying to prove they're a scam so that he can short the stock. He doesn't give a shit whether it's a scam or not. He doesn't give a shit.
Either way, that positions him in a place in the movie.
And then Icahn, who's another douchebag, came in for a personal reason, decided, I'm going to build up Herbalife. And it's this big fucking game we're playing. Meanwhile, Herbalife just continues to turn in money by fucking over.
The worst person in that entire documentary, by far and away, is
that Mexican woman who got ripped off by Herbalife.
She's not the worst.
Fuck her.
No. The worst person in the whole movie is the David O. whatever his name is from Disney.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's the worst. He's by far the most evil. I don't know why you're like zeroing in on him.
He's not any less evil than the...
The
silver hair.
Three quarters way through, he like admits, like, midget. We've done some shady things in the past, but moving forward, beautiful future for Herbalife.
How is that place still in business?
Well, that's the
because
thing.
Icahn. It's quite simple. They lay it all out there.
But who?
Mathematically, there's like no one left for you to make money. It will exceed the amount of humans on Earth.
Is fucked.
Have you guys Have you guys ever been approached to be in a pyramid scheme?
Yeah.
I've done it.
Uncomfortable thing ever.
What?
I've done it. Not a. Well, yeah, it was a pyramid scheme. Yeah, it was an online pyramid scheme. I made like $800.
What?
Yeah.
How?
How? I could see that. I could see Tyler roping people in.
It was like this was like 2000.
We look at our old emails and it's like, hey guys, seriously.
We just never opened them up.
$400.
It was like 2005, 2006. It was when like sites would just pay for traffic, like to get there or whatever. And so this pyramid scheme was operating under the auspices of, we provide traffic to websites but really what it was is that if you run your browser, just like let it run for like 20 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. We just like have it cycle through a bunch of sites.
So you're using it as like a port for bots.
Yeah.
Kinda. You're just racking up views on the site, whatever. But that,
or spreading
that,
viruses.
That is supposed to be the actual like the work, the quote unquote like work that was getting done. Uh-huh. But the real work was that you were just giving the person like above you that you signed up under, like they were getting like your chunk of the profit or whatever. And then I don't remember
and then how you get the next person's
I don't
chunk.
Remember how
was there a product?
No, it was just like it was like ClickFarm, and it was I was reading all the stuff on the sites, and people were
and
like,
you, this "And you is made $800 off."
They're like, "This is a pyramid; it's going to crash soon." But I was like, "I think I'm in early enough." And yeah, I made between six and like $800.
Like and they sent holders. You they sent you a check.
Mm-hmm. I had to get in. I had to like go to the bank and wire. I think I started with like $85. Like you like had to buy like $85 of gold or something.
This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
Look at Tyler just cackling about breaking the backs of poor like immigrant
after
farmers.
Disasters.
Yeah, Carl,
I'm sure. No, of course. If you made $600 to $800, like that's out of somebody else's pocket for sure.
Honestly,
yeah.
I don't think that was the net profit from the
the phishing scam you were part of.
I paid in my money and it was called Daily 12 or like 12 Multiplier or something
when,
like
did
that.
I know you?
And it was like your investment will increase. That's what it was. So they're just getting more and more people to sign up. So the earlier you sign up, the guaranteed that you're like mm-hmm. your 12% that your money will grow per day. Yeah, because they're still getting new signups. So you keep getting the bonus.
Right.
You keep getting the actual 12%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, I signed up and I was like, yeah, I'm getting 12%
wow.
a day on my money. And like,
wow. So how'd you get out of it?
I think I just cashed out at some point, and then I think there was.
Do you realize you've broken families up?
I think I had maybe like $100 left in it when it was like when it like shut down like 3 weeks later or whatever.
Wow!
And there was all this drama on the forum. They were like calling out the lady who like had started the pyramid scheme.
I was invited by a guy that used to be a friend of mine, and I don't remember all the details, but I remember being truly angry.
Like
at
in an
him.
Apartment. Like when they had like refreshments.
He worked for me, mm-hmm. and for years mm-hmm. at the Improv, and he said, "I really want you to become part of this thing." I'm like, "What is it?" And he goes, "You just come to a meeting, and it's a heavy buy in. It's $1,200." And he goes, "But you're going to make a shitload of money." I'm like, "How?" And he's like, "And believe me, if I had the $1,200 lying around, I probably would have done it."
you're both of you guys.
Yeah, but I didn't. I had never heard of a pyramid scheme before. I had no idea how this worked. So the deal was I come to a meeting with $1,200 and throughout the course of the meeting, they're going to explain to me how I'm going to make all this money. But the thing is, I have to bring two people to the next meeting and they each have to bring $1,200. And then I move up one step and I get $600 back. And then if each of them brings two people and they bring $1,200, I get my whole $1,200 back. And then if it happens again, I get $4,000. And there's a point where you get to the tippity top and you made $10,000 and then you're out. But now there's like 20 people beneath you coming to this guy's house. And I was like, I don't have $1,200.
They push you out at $10,000?
It was, you get a payout. It's, it was like, it may not have been $10,000. The $4,000 might have been the payout. But you bring $1,200 and then you leave like a month later with $4,000. But meanwhile, yeah. Eight people in your family or friends hate your guts. And they're desperately trying to find two people to bring $1,200 to some stranger's house and just hand him the money. For this fantastic investment opportunity.
Yeah, I've been to a meeting. Actually, it wasn't even that long ago. It was after college. And a friend of mine that I went to film school with, I'll say his name, Andrew Cho.
Fucking
he actually said, you got to come. You got to be a part of this. And I'm like, I know what it is. It's a fucking pyramid. No, it's not a pyramid scheme. So I'm
like, one of your Korean scams.
I showed up. Hey, he's Chinese.
He's Korean.
I I showed up because I had like an hour to kill before Loveline anyways. And I'm like, I'll go. And it was like in one of these like cramped apartments where you had to like walk up three flights of stairs to get into the small little... It wasn't his. It was somebody else's. And there was people sitting around awkwardly. And the guy was just explaining a pyramid scheme. And I walked out. I'm like, that was a fucking pyramid scheme. I got to go to work now.
But hey, when I went to that Olivia Newton-John, that bullshit fruit juice, her husband was trying to peddle on
Herbalife.
People.
For those, everyone's heard of Herbalife, but I don't know if you really know just how ridiculous.
I still don't know what it is.
It's they barely talk about the product at all. But, like SlimFast,
something like that, I guess.
Essentially, I wish that they spent more time talking about the actual ingredients.
I've never seen the product in anyone's house in my life. I've also never met anybody that was a successful Herbalife salesperson. I definitely have met people who tried to sell it.
What's
and said
really
they didn't make any
really
money.
Really fucking sad and gross is it's predatory, and they go after. I don't even know if that's what they set out to do, but that's what ended up happening. They fell to like the immigrants, especially the southern. South of the border immigrants like Central America and Mexico who believe in the American dream. They're trustworthy people. They trust others. And they think, oh, yeah, this is what the American dream is. I'm being afforded this opportunity to make my own business and have my own money and
everybody,
open my own storefront. Like, it goes deep. Like, you have to open your storefront. You're not allowed to advertise at all,
but
which
you
is
see
weird.
How many,
why aren't you
how
allowed
many
to advertise?
How many countries had infiltrated?
Why aren't you allowed to advertise?
I have no idea how it works, but it's so obvious. No, but it's so obviously.
Aren't you kind of happy, even though like unethical. He's in it for his own good? Like he found there's plenty of ways that guy can make a lot of money. He found a company that's fucking people over, and he said, "I'm going to make my fortune or another fortune by exposing this horrible evil company."
That if it were somebody that I looked at and thought that guy's not just the worst example of humankind. If it was that person, I would have been in favor of him making money.
It's funny, Tyler and I did not see him that way.
The minute I saw that guy, I went, I hate
but
his
you, how many
guts,
times did you think about that with various people in this movie? He wasn't the only one, right?
He was the person I just liked the most. Carl Icahn, I sort of know his history a little bit, so I don't like him at all. He's a person that's only in it for himself. But all those guys, I hate those guys.
I hear you.
The people that provide no good to anybody. And the John McEnroe example is not a good one because he's provided entertainment. He's an entertainer.
But he would do it even if no one was watching.
It doesn't matter.
Money was still coming
in. It doesn't
in.
Matter.
He's doing it for himself.
No, he's brought entertainment to millions of people and inspired people. That's totally different than a guy who's just breaking up companies.
Trump
to make
advisor
more money for himself.
Trump advisor Icahn gains $510 million in one day after accepting his role with Trump.
Yeah. Well, I think he's a piece of shit too. In case I didn't mention,
in
make
case
that
you weren't clear on that. Yeah.
It's just I think the other.
What
guy
happens
is
if
worse.
We don't have those guys though?
Like, I don't know.
Or and girls.
I don't
like,
know. Do we need the stock market?
Do we
market?
Get taken over by China?
Do we need the stock market?
I think what we're saying right now, you and I, because Tyler's checked out, I don't know what he's researching.
I'm trying to get into my old email so that I can pull up my pyramid scheme
days. Think you and I might be having the dumbest conversation we've ever had on
maybe,
the show.
Maybe, because
we've said a lot of dumb things.
100% uneducated about all this stuff, but I don't understand the purpose yet. I mean, is it still something I get like back in the day you needed investment capital to build your business because you couldn't start a steel company without other people's money.
Right, it's about connecting money to help make money and you especially if you're a little guy.
Of course. Apple would not be Apple if they didn't go public. Now, there's some speculation they're going to go private again. They're going to buy back all their stock and become a private company. It'll be the world's biggest. It is the world's biggest company now, but it'll
be
the world's
biggest
privately held company.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, what if we didn't have that now and people were just forced to fend for themselves and their business grew as their business? You know what? I bet there would be an underground stock market. I bet you people would ask their friends to invest. And
maybe everything just becomes a pyramid scheme immediately.
Everything is.
Yes.
The whole country. You invite two immigrants to stay in our country and they invite two immigrants and then you become a permanent resident. And you're like... 1776. I'm really glad I did this.
It's kind of like it'd be shocking actually to...
George Washington brought two of his friends.
Meet someone who hasn't been been part of a pyramid scheme or at least been approached to be a part
Anderson,
of...
Anderson, I could easily be a guy who got suckered by that if I were down and out, if I were younger.
It's the younger thing. Like Cutco. Do you guys know Cutco?
No.
Yes. They tried to tried to get me in community college.
What is it?
Cutco's the. I still see those knives every now and again. And I just get I get a little bit of a shudder up my back.
They're also called Vector.
Are they? What is that?
Cutco, I think they Vector. Sell them at Costco. Actually, Cutco is a knife company.
Oh,
and they sell like really expensive knives. Like they're ridiculously overpriced. And the way that I found them was back in my meth days. And I think I was in between jobs, or I was looking for like a quick fix to do something.
They listed on Craigslist as like great opportunity, like $14 an hour. Like find out today.
$14 an hour.
But you use these really good knives to cut your meth?
During my meth days.
Back in my coke dealing days, I discovered this beautiful Japanese.
Like I had a night gig, which was running security at a punk rock club up in Ventura.
I remember, and I
had a lot of hours on my plate because I didn't sleep. And I'm like, I need some kind of money making scheme or something I can do during the day. It's gonna be my own hours. And I came across this in the personals, like the classified ads. And
you
I
got
went
with
to
the tank scene.
A meeting, and one of the first red flags you learn right off the bat at the meeting. First of all, you get hired into the meeting, which is always kind of weird. Like, yeah, you're good enough. You can come to the meeting. And then right off the bat, they're like, you need $650 to give us up front, something like that, so you can buy your first set of knives.
Like most jobs.
And then you go door to door.
Exactly.
I really need this job, boss. Good. Give me $500 and you're hired.
I did learn about knives, so it was kind of cool, like about how like the metal that goes all the way through.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to buy the history of the knife from those guys, from the Cutco people.
I was kicked
and
out.
Then Lord Knife said, for $20, we'll tell you the rest of the story of Lord Knife.
Or what's that? What was that one? The Hinzu, Hattori Hinzu, or what was the guy from Kill Bill? The sword maker?
Bill.
The made-up sword maker guy? Hattori?
Don't ask me.
Don't remember.
I don't know. Wasn't a massive fan of that film.
Oh, I loved it. Kill Bill 1 and 2. Loved it.
I don't get it.
Loved it.
Don't understand.
Loved it.
Don't understand.
Perfect
movie.
No, yeah. That's not true. But I did love it. Loved it. Like, I was like, that's the perfect movie for me right now at this time and space. She gets wronged. She gets revenge. The end.
Yeah, but it went on for 2 hours and she had to cut off a bunch of limbs.
Went on for
and it was the same thing over and over.
It went on for 5 hours.
I'd like to thank our Patreon listeners for allowing this discussion to take place.
Knives.
Without you guys and girls
regretting it,
there's no way that we could have talked about all of this thus far and been in our seance room.
I'm going to get my hands on some goddamn Herbalife for the next time we do an after disaster.
It's like aloe water and a Slim Fast. And it's like quadruple the price of like normal shit. It's
I've never even seen a package, but I've seen that logo on the 405 a million times.
Because
I've driven by that giant building, and I saw a plane with Herbalife on it once.
Plumage. What?
Ready for plumage?
I'm ready for plumage.
Is this gonna screw the room up?
Vape life.
It's not that
clouds.
Much.
Yeah, it wasn't that much.
Oh, way to go.
I've
done better before.
I was in a coffee shop a couple mornings ago, and I was picking up a nice, forgot what it's called.
Young 15-year-old.
The cold brew.
Mike just gave me the dirtiest look.
Yeah. I was picking up I forgot what it's called.
Cold nitro brew.
Yes. They make it there. It's pretty delicious. Good coffee shop. And I picked...
Mike, I'm sorry that I said that. I was just fucking...
I have 128,000 emails I can look through. I'm going to find...
Holy moly, sweet
probably. Well, you're not going to be a part of this program then.
Well, I got to find...
I don't know why this reminded me of Herbalife. I said, do you have orange juice? She said, no, we don't. And I picked up this
orange
stuff
juice.
Called Master Cleanse. Uh-huh. And I went, is this like orange juice? And she said, don't drink that if you're going to go outside. And I was like, all right.
That's why? Ominous.
Because apparently Master Cleanse apparently cleans out your system.
That's the one that's just pepper and lemonade.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's cayenne, pepper, lemonade, and aloe vera. Leave the whole things.
Yeah, it's like you lose weight. It's because you're not eating anything for like 4 days.
But I wonder if Slim Fast is the same thing.
No, I don't think so. But it might be. Who knows? No.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that documentary fucked me up so much, but I just can't
What about
stand.
All the people walking into like the conventions wearing the Herbalife? Like, yeah. Slimming tees.
And you want to know something? I transferred some of my anger from that documentary right over to Tony fucking Robbins. I'm like another scam artist. Like, I want to be motivated. I want to be moved.
But you watched
him.
That one first, so
yeah. But the Tony Robbins one was more interesting, I thought, because the Herbalife guy didn't make anyone break up with their boyfriend on the phone.
You found the Tony Robbins one more interesting?
A little more interesting, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Tony Robbins one?
I don't care about.
I have not. I'm not sure. I'm really interested.
I went into the
Betty on Zero is such a.
I went
more interesting film.
I went into the Herbalife documentary knowing fully well I don't like the whole idea of Herbalife, and I remember when that guy
died,
killed himself.
Well, he died by himself.
Herbal death.
By mistake. Yeah, he drank too many shakes.
He overdosed, right?
He overdosed on antidepressants.
Yeah, I think he killed himself.
I don't know if they said that.
I've just been having a good time.
No, I remember when that happened.
That guy was a shyster.
I was in his room, and we were talking about killing ourselves, and I said, I got to pee first. Go ahead and about me.
I got to pee real bad, guys.
Really?
That came straight up here instead of going to the bathroom.
You got
to
pee real bad, guys.
Real bad, guys.
Can you guys talk about, like,
here comes Dillinger.
Herbalife or...
Sure.
Oh, no, it's Scott Peterson.
Pisserson.
Trump.
Pee guys.
Pee guys. You're peeing real bad, guys.
I'm going to go say hi to Lauren Love. I'll be right back.
Okay. You know who else is in there? Vivica A. Fox. The wonderful George Wallace.
Tyler.
Mr. Vegas.
Don't let him say anything.
Dr. Drew is down there.
I cannot promise that.
There's a couple of professional athletes.
What profession?
I don't know.
You just see a 7-foot black guy.
Oh, you know who's on stage? Todd Bridges.
Todd Bridges.
I thought he had an overdose or something.
Todd Bridges.
Todd Bridges was...
Jeff Bridges?
No, Todd Bridges was on an 80s TV show. I forgot which one. I'm so sorry I brought it up. I forgot.
Oh, 80s TV shows. I watched a lot of those when I was two.
He was trouble. He was a troubled actor.
Should we
go? It was a popular television show. I don't know.
Different Strokes?
I don't know.
Was that a show?
This whole night started off rough.
Yeah, I mean,
I honestly, I wasn't feigning anger. I'm that guy with the gray hair. My skin was fucking crawling whenever I saw him on camera. I looked at that guy. I'm sort of shocked that you guys don't agree with me on this one, but just the way he carried himself, I went, I know that guy. You are the supreme bullshit artist of all time. You are supreme.
Do I think he likes the smell of his own farts? Yes.
I don't know what that means in the business world. Is that part of the...
I don't mean
thing?
Literally,
that,
but
bearish or bullish or something?
No.
I don't know what that means.
Like, is he full of himself? Yes. And would I totally understand if you were like, I think he's a prick. I don't like, he's not someone I'd want to spend time with. I would totally understand that, like, point of view.
I may have carried some of my own
extreme hatred.
No, it was extreme. I was pissed. I was watching it when he came on. And granted, I came into it with a negative.
Sure.
Because I already don't like Herbalife.
Sure.
And he bears a striking resemblance to somebody in this company whom I don't like at all.
Right. So you're colored a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but now they say African-American.
Oh. No, he was white. Wait, Todd Bridges?
There's so many parts of this I wish I could remember to go back and delete.
Impossible.
It's totally impossible.
Impossible.
I'm already having serious... like deep regret that I got so angry.
I mean, wait till you listen back in a couple
months. I'm not going to listen back. We've discussed this. Everyone's discussed it. It's come up on every possible web-based form of communications that's ever been invented or will be invented. But the idea of people coming out of the woodwork and insulting you on the internet.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called.
Trolling you?
Yeah. Sort of. I think over the past few years, I just don't care anymore. Like, I'm like, I don't give a shit what people say about me on the internet. I don't really care. So, day before yesterday...
Uh-oh. Did you Google yourself?
No. I was uploading a YouTube video for my Patreon people, and I look in the corner, because YouTube and Google are tied together now somehow... Maybe mm-hmm. but it's one page now. That's my Google page, and it shows my messages. I'm like, oh, fuck. It's like 49 messages from people on Google Plus or something. And I'm like, God damn it. Everyone probably thinks I'm an asshole for not responding. And the first one, I'm like, oh, that's not a message. That's a comment on a video I uploaded. And the guy's like, you suck at this, dude. You're not you're not a vlogger. Give up, loser. And I went, fuck him. And then all of a sudden, I found myself thinking about it that night, laying in bed going, I want to track that guy down and just go.
You didn't read the rest?
That was pretty much like, give up. You're not good at this. You suck. And I wanted to go like, what have you done? And I, but there's, you can't engage somebody like that. What?
That was actually Jerry Seinfeld who said that.
That's all right then. The
like, wouldn't it be nice, like, if the only way you could do an insult to someone is if you were actually somehow better at what they were doing than, like, there was some kind of
hierarchy.
It would
never happen. It would you.
I know, but if there was just some kind of magical. Yeah. Like universe. Where,
well,
like,
I clicked on
the
guy's name on YouTube, and he's posted nothing ever.
Right, right. Because that's always the case. Like, and yeah. These people, like, if you were to,
but
respond
he did,
to
he
him,
did post some Adam Carolla videos and some Joe Rogan videos, so he's a podcast listener.
Right.
So why don't you give us your real name, you fucking pussy?
But if you were to, like, see him in person, he probably
pussy.
I don't want to say be starstruck, but he'd be, like, very excited to talk to you. And, like, if you spoke to him personally,
hey,
I, and
said all,
something, he would probably be delighted.
I don't think he's wrong.
Also, could have just been.
No, he's wrong.
Could be a random person who just ended up on one of your videos that doesn't know who you are.
He's very
wrong.
Oh,
my gosh. I got a story.
Because you don't want to be a blogger. So
he's absolutely wrong. Remember, like, a month ago when you brought up what's with all those kids down the street?
What?
Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. It was like a weird, like, Bronx summer night.
There's a nice house, probably a $2 million house that's brand new on this side street here next to the Improv.
Kind of by where we park.
Every single night of the week, there is a crowd of children,
like,
outside the gate.
15-year-olds.
Not waiting to go in, not waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
Just standing out
there.
That's
what I walked by.
Slowly but surely, graffiti has started happening on the walls of the house, beyond the gate, and the outside of the gate. Now there's hundreds and hundreds of graffiti things on the house and on the gate, and now they have a security person up there.
Wait, I know about this sort of through.
Okay,
through
so,
what? Through what?
Through
it's different group. It's different.
Through what?
Like, one night it was like six and seven.
Through what?
My coworker's Instagram story. She lives in the area, and she's like, "These are my neighbors, and life is insane because there's people always outside.
Always, all hours
of the day. There's graffiti everywhere.
And it's so creepy. There's parents sitting in their cars just watching as the kids stand at the gate. They're not going in. I've walked back and forth five or six times carrying,
like,
stuff to my car.
Security.
And
I'm
sometimes
so on the edge of my
seat.
What's
there's 20
on?
People out there. Sometimes there's six or seven. Sometimes there's 50, and the cops are telling people to get off out of the street.
Right.
I don't know what's happening in that house. I don't know who's in there. I don't know why.
You don't have an answer?
Yeah, but listen, hear me out.
I must know.
So one night, it was probably like 10, like 6 to 10-year-old Hispanic kids.
Yeah, there are a lot of them
speaking Spanish. The next night, it was like 13, 14-year-old girls and a shitload of them.
Right.
Tonight, it was Hispanic kids again. It's not always. No. Tonight, it was like white, rich kids from Beverly Hills. Now, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening with the house, but here's what happened to me. I'm walking down the street with my cameras and the recording equipment.
Spray can back pocket.
And a kid who's probably 10 sees me coming, and everybody stops and they part the sidewalk. And the guy high fives me and he goes, "I got your poster up in my room, man." I went, "Thanks." And I kept on walking. I don't know who he thought I was. Like, who did he think I was?
Wayne Coyne.
No, this is a little kid. It's like a 10-year-old. He goes, "I got your poster, man." And I went, "Thanks." And he high-fived me.
How do you not?
What?
How do you not say which one?
I just kept on walking.
Which one, man? How do you not say, like,
who did they think you were?
I don't know. It didn't register for seconds after it happened. Like,
I mean,
I got your poster, man.
Does he have the after disaster poster?
I don't know.
Well, when I was walking by, it only happened that one night, and it was probably like 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there was a very attractive, very young girl. She was probably like 16, 17, wearing shorts that were way too short. Like, it was uncomfortable. Like, you know. And she made eye contact when I was probably like three houses away, and she, like, kind of locked on, which is rare, right?
Yeah.
Especially a guy my age, right? I'm not. And she keeps looking, and she's talking to a guy, and then she's kind of like hanging all over the guy. It was like, it's like a 70s New York. Like a film.
It was like Behind the Carnival or something.
I
want to know what's happening.
It
in
was
that
almost
house
like Taxi
and why
Driver.
Why are all these kids? And why aren't their neighbors going?
And then
this
she
has
goes
to stop.
She says this. She goes, "Oh, you a photographer?" Because she was so fucking dumb that she thought my microphone, which I always hold when I walk up, was a camera. And I said no. And she goes, "Oh, I thought you were a professional photographer." And I said, "My friend Carano is." And I just kept walking.
I believe it is a house full of like Vine stars. I don't think they're Vine stars, but they're something like that. It's like 10 like teenage dudes or whatever that got famous that makes on some sense. Social media platform.
That makes sense.
And
because
they live in there, and like they like tell people where their house is. And I think they're getting kicked out of the neighborhood because of all the insanity.
Okay, first of all, the first piece of graffiti was something big on the wall of the actual house, over the wall.
Hashtag be a maverick.
Like somebody, what?
Was it hashtag be a maverick?
Yes.
Yep.
How did you know that?
I told you. I saw it on my friend's Instagram story.
Yes, that is what it says. Be a maverick. You know what it is?
And he has an obnoxious like gold like yes. Hummer or something, right?
Yes.
Like
the Dallas Mavs center lives there.
Nope. That's what I thought at first. I thought it was a NBA player that was like that had.
Okay, but this house is brand new and they're trashing it.
Yeah,
they're trashing it.
Who was that horrible like group of people that used to come on Loveline? Jernaskins or Jernashians or what were they? Remember the Jernaskians?
Oh no, the Janoskians? Was that
Janoskians? Janoskians?
What they do? Were they
were like YouTube like internet? God, we sound old, but like. And producer Ann booked them because her like 12-year-old daughter was obsessed.
Isn't that what we're trying to do?
Jernaskians. Jernaskians?
I think it was the Janoskians.
You fucking internet and losers.
They would just thanks do like they would Patreon do practical folks. Jokes. It was really, really stupid.
Yeah.
And they would just be like run up to like cars and be like, yeah. I don't even know an example, but all right. What kind of world are we living in? Greatest Generation. They're not even dead yet. We're doing this shit.
We gotta kill those people first.
Hey, you guys
for our next prank, we're gonna kill every last living World War II veteran.
What child goes at like 7 years old says, "Take me to this address, and I'm gonna stand in front of the gate of this house."
I'd do it, anything for my boy.
Okay. What if tomorrow night I'm walking to work and I see you guys out there with the kids, Zach and Atticus?
Atticus still has his floaty neck thing on for some reason.
He's getting better in the pool. He's adjusting well.
He's doing flips.
Oh, he's the best. Gotta love him.
I want to know how much permission they have to trash the house because
they're probably none.
Permission?
I don't understand what you're saying. They're acting like rock stars.
Well, you think if you're renting a house, you're going to tell the landlord, here's what we're going to do. We're going to graffiti all over this place, and then we'll repaint it and fix it. But the house is brand spanking new. They just constructed it.
Knock, knock.
Do you want to get it?
Is it the doctor?
The house or is, it the is brand spanking new.
Hey!
Hey, what's happening?
Hey!
Yeah, we always do it in the dark.
What the hell?
Right here, buddy. That's how we
wait,
do
wait,
it.
Wait, wait, wait. No one knows who it is. It's a big surprise.
I just yelled into the mic.
Yeah.
Make sure that's working.
Wait.
You don't have headphones.
Doesn't matter. It's okay.
Wait, why isn't it turning on?
I don't know.
What's wrong? Oh, because we're recording already. We have to stop and then end.
Are you serious?
Yeah, remember we did this before.
God damn it.
That's a terrible system. I'm going to be
gone. Okay, we're back.
Okay. Wow.
A little more juice for Drew.
Hey, welcome, Drew.
It's in the dark. This is very...
You have not been on the show in some time.
Because you've always done it in the
we
dark.
We are against light. We have been against light for quite some time.
It is like Halloween show.
We're lazy
we always
seancers.
Record in the dark.
We usually do a seance in the beginning, and then like we wait for the spirit to show up, and then we do the show.
I feel like it's been a while since I've seen Tyler, but I feel like it's been 5 minutes since I've seen Anderson.
And really?
Isn't that weird?
That is very odd.
Wait, is this the first time you guys have seen each other in a while?
I haven't seen Drew since I've done a show, I think.
Me and Drew have talked a couple times. I called in your show when you got hacked by Cypress, and... we text you that other time about 4chan.
Oh yeah.
We haven't seen each other in person in a while.
No, but you're intermittent already.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
The Anderson
yeah.
was continuous
yes.
and then gone.
Yes.
And it's been 5 minutes.
How was the show downstairs?
The show downstairs is very funny, and it's going to be one of these experiences where people go, "Were you with that?"
Oh, because of the profanity?
Beyond, it's degenerating into like you know, weddings that go bad.
Solani Love birthday roast get that like Drew's talking about. How many N-words have you heard tonight?
Oh, hundreds.
Hundreds.
I was in there for like 2 minutes and I heard it, and I didn't hear it in a cool black guy way. I heard it in an uncomfortable black guy.
I heard there was a fight.
Well, there's kind of like
wait,
fighting.
There was a fight?
This sort of like fighting.
Why
like,
is he
like
off
mic? Fights, yes. And they sort of break out from the audience.
What does that mean?
The stage. It's, you know how if a wedding starts to go bad, you know, people
yeah.
start, you know, remember when you were 13?
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
But it's the most entertaining... I'm entertained I've ever been in that room.
Did George Wallace go up?
How dare you? We performed in that room.
So did Mike and I.
Wait, is there a break going on right now? Why are you up here? What happened?
Because a white guy started talking. I wasn't interested. It was a white comedian. It wasn't so funny anymore.
Who was it?
I don't know his name.
You don't have to say.
I don't know his name. But
I like that Drew was like, what could I do besides listen to this white guy? Oh, I guess I got those three white guys upstairs.
Yeah.
No, I had to go to the bathroom. And I promised Mike I'd come by, and I thought
we've been talking about Herbalife for the past half an hour, and then we're trying to.
You're a big Herbalife guy.
We're
right?
trying to figure no. out.
We're all, on Herbalife.
Drew loves. No. Herbalife.
Actually, you know what? Drew would be a really good guy.
Drew,
have you a lot of connections. Would you
are
be
you interested
in maybe
a self, you know, improvement
helping
offer?
Look at these two. They're like descending on
if
me.
You could be $1,000 and bring two friends to a meeting at my apartment with $1,000 each.
No, seriously, though.
Eventually, you'll end up with $4,000.
We're selling Herbalife now on the side?
I was at...
Patreon, looking for friends. Patreon didn't work out. We're moving to Herbalife.
I was at Janice Dickinson's wedding, which was at the Herbalife guy's mansion.
Jesus.
It was crazy.
Which Herbalife guy? Mike whatever
his name
is.
The Disney guy?
The founding of the whole damn thing.
He's dead.
The dead guy?
No, I don't think he was dead.
He OD'd on
that's a good sign.
Antidepressants.
That's a good sign. Oh, yeah, sure.
And booze. Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, it was that.
But anyways.
He had fatigue.
Would you be interested in maybe like, you know, talking to your patients or talking
no.
to Really?
No.
It's a good product, though.
Do you even know what it is? Because we don't know what it is.
We have no idea what it is.
No.
We've never actually
Although
seen
it. Although
I
had a guy once that swore to me that he lost weight using their products. And I was okay, good.
Yeah, he was
good
probably point. So stressed about all the money he lost, he couldn't afford food anymore, probably.
And he was an enthusiast, and I thought, all right.
Maybe
good.
That's what it is.
Yeah, what like, is it? I've never
be
seen
a part of
Herbalife.
I've never
you seen it.
You won't have money for food, and you'll lose weight.
There you go.
That's not too bad.
Gentlemen,
I'll clean you out.
I think the
I got a new form.
The white guy is off
white
the stage.
White guy's off, so I got to get back down
new
there.
New black guy up.
I don't want to miss
gotta
anything.
Go.
I don't, it's very funny.
Are they recording this in any fashion?
No,
that
they should
gonna,
be.
Like,
I'm so mad that they're not, like, they didn't like simulcast
on
Facebook.
If you hit another lull in like 30 minutes, you come up and give us another update right. on what's
Tight
going
five.
On down there.
All right.
Tight five.
Done. Thank you.
Thanks for
seeing you guys. You're like our war correspondent.
You down there with Susan?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Hopefully we'll see you before
that'd be great.
We're done.
How long are you down here? How long? Much
more? Four more hours.
4 hours. Okay.
Yeah. You've been keeping up with the show, right? You know
think about the Herbalife.
We do 5-hour opuses now.
I think you'd be a really good Herbalife spokesperson. Yeah.
I would.
Think about it. Sleep on it.
You could work underneath us.
No,
be great.
If you want in.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure seeing you all.
We can get you in at the ground level.
Bye-bye.
Drew would be great with Herbalife, right? I mean, he's got such reach.
Sure. We could.
Just one tweet.
Why can't we just make up our own supplement and then have him push that?
Huh? I feel like Drew's just left this room going like, what the fuck just happened?
Well, of course.
I saw the guys who I haven't seen in quite a while in a dark room with candles.
First
they tried to get me to sell Herbalife.
No, we tried to get him to sell Herbalife.
And then
I tried to get him to name the guy who sucked, who's on stage. Who was it?
And then he's at the dead guy's house, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at the guy's house who created it. Yeah, I don't think that when he came upstairs, this is what he had in mind.
I don't think he
envisioned the seance
room. I think this just set him straight on where this podcast really is compared to his last memory of it, which is in a sold-out room with a cheering audience.
No, this is, you know what? He's probably been on many shows. You've been on his shows. Nothing like this.
No.
This is unique.
Nothing's like this. No one does a podcast like we do a podcast. I think we might do a podcast in the dark more than anyone else.
Hey, listen, I've been doing chats with Andy, which have been going great.
I'm really enjoying them.
It's during the daytime, usually,
it's
in my backyard.
That's what I thought.
But I've talked to a number of listeners who I've talked about the After Disaster, and about 9 out of 10 of the people that I've talked to thus far have started with something else, but landed on the After Disaster.
I wonder how
that's their
possible.
Favorite.
We're like heroin and like Loveline and
all of them.
Corolla and all the other Film Vault. Those are all like they're the gateway drugs.
You know what? Corolla and Emily's show, like they've all helped, you know, bring people to this ultimately.
Absolutely.
Obviously the Film Vault. But everyone that I've talked to, obviously the film, but everyone I've talked to, they say that they love the show. It's their go-to show. They listen to it first every week because most people have like, you know.
Oh God, I feel terrible now.
A number of shows they
much harder.
Nine out of ten. The 10th person, they don't care for the show or they never listen. But all of them have said the same thing, which is I have a hard time explaining to my family or friends what the show is or why they should listen because the show is about nothing, much like Seinfeld. And it's really hard to like put my finger on why I like it. I can't explain why I like it.
It's so.
Oh my God, they are the kids outside the millionaire
house.
In
no way am I trying to be mean to you. But it's so about nothing that there have been many times, at least speaking for myself, that I brought something up and you just flat out went, we're not talking about that. And then we just talked about nothing again.
That is about me.
Hmm?
That is about me. And
no, I was trying to be mean, though.
Probably going
to
have a hard
but
time
the,
falling
the show
asleep
is
tonight.
So about nothing that I've said, like, you guys, you're not going to believe this. 405, and you're like, we're not talking about traffic.
Well, that's boring. I mean, the 405 traffic.
Dang,
hey, it's about everything except for really boring shit.
Wait.
How about that?
It's That's also some of that really boring shit.
Did you guys see the clowns that shut down the 405 today? 300 clowns in full makeup shut down the freeway.
Where?
Is that boring?
That's not true, though.
No, but if is that boring?
What
if
no, that's not boring. I mean,
okay, snails. 10 million snails tried to cross the freeway. One do-gooder. Okay, I'm going to tell you.
One do-gooder? That'd be me.
One guy blocked traffic for the snails.
Leave the snails alone!
Give them 20 minutes. They'll be across. And someone's like, it's going to take more than 20 minutes. Have some patience. Right. I thought of you, Anderson. No offense, Tyler.
We're not talking about this.
Guys, you didn't like my analogy that we're the house with the vine stars.
That's not an analogy. I still haven't quite got a bead on it. But that was a good fucking.
We're not that because people know that we do the show from the improv weekly, and no one has ever come and graffitied the improv
saying,
writing "Pav" on the front of it.
People can't explain why they like it.
Please don't do that, by the way.
We didn't understand why the kids outside like standing outside that house.
Yeah,
my favorite calls Martian. That have been going with the chats with Andy, which
or with the chicks.
Actually, I got a little light schedule next week, so if you want to get one in, you got questions or anything like that. A lot of people, actually, you came up twice just yesterday, Mike.
Oh, yeah?
And we'll talk about that in a second.
Why is he on the show?
Yeah,
still.
That was the exact question. But
you're not a vlogger.
Suck at what you do. Why do you do it?
Because a lot of time we talk and we go back and forth.
I'll
and
be listening next week to hear your answer.
And they'll be asking me questions, and you know, a lot of time I'm almost interviewing them, and I'm learning about all sorts of. I've talked to people from all like Australia, Japan.
I
just got back from Korea.
I wish
he was there for 8 years.
I would like if
I loved at the end of the call when they say this. And by the way, I'm a huge Pab, and like I would have never guessed it that you know that they're because sometimes it doesn't come up. Like
yeah.
What do you do when you get to the 3 minutes? You go, well, that's our time.
I have not. Every single one so far, and I should not be advertising this, but every single one. In fact, a woman today, and I won't even bother saying her name because she does not listen to this program. She's a huge Film Vault Cinematic Show listener. But she
say her full name and her address if she doesn't listen.
Yeah, yeah, and make sure you guys hassle her.
We're at the 22-minute mark, and she's like, "All right, well, taking up enough of your time, I gotta go." I'm like, "You know what? The boy's still asleep. I got my mom inside actually, so if he does wake up, anything else?"
Still,
like,
still got my hard dick in my hand.
I'm good.
I'm good.
This is worse than I thought.
Thanks a lot, and talk to you later. Now she was a sweet.
She's about to
turn 60. Her name's Angela, and
if
she's turned 60.
Tyler was doing chats with Tyler.
That's what
I would expect.
Sexual.
And like to
very
see
sexual.
His doodles Sex of man. What he thinks the caller looks like. Mm. Like, I could see you sitting there sketching.
Yeah.
And then you just collect.
Whoa,
have this
whoa,
collection.
Whoa. I don't know what that
hand.
Hand
the
oh,
hand
that
motion
hand
was
motion
a little, little beat off.
Mike's sketching.
Sketching.
The way that Mike sketches is he paints with a broad stroke, apparently.
A ropey stroke.
Hey,
so,
sorry.
I wanted to go out and take some more night photos and do some more experimenting.
We're not talking about that.
On my night
okay,
photos.
We're not talking about
okay, I want to take some day photos. And
but when the sky is dark.
I didn't want to go too far because I was Louie the cat was going to be home alone and I wanted to be hot even though I set the air conditioner on timer, blah, 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 blah. I didn't want to drive that far. I got in the car about 2 in the afternoon on Sunday and I ended up in the beautiful, wonderful, and loving embrace of California City, one
I like,
of the worst
Mike,
places
I like
ever.
The thing you do where you realize that things in your life are bullshit and you speed through them.
Yeah.
quickly approaching the bullshit zone. I just need to talk really fast to get through it. And okay,
have you guys been to California City?
I have not.
Okay, it's out by Lancaster. A little farther though. California City is a shit name. It's mostly known. It's the salt,
what should we
it's
call
salt,
it?
It's like the salt and sea without the sea.
Oh. What should we call this new city?
Not as bad. The reason I went out there initially was because there
I got an idea.
Are huge name.
What is it?
California town? California country? California city?
Californiaville.
You in the back. Good idea.
Caliville.
California city.
Caliville.
Earth.
You're
Earth.
And you're the sheriff.
Earth town.
Let's
Earth.
Call it town.
Earth,
I got to call
Earth
town.
Town. Planet Earth town.
I'd say we call it place.
Earth.
All right, that's just offensive. That accent. I don't know what you're doing. It's offensive.
Place. Welcome to Place, California. The dumbest people in the east. This is the west.
Let's call it here.
All in favor of calling a place, say aye. Okay, I don't know where this story's going.
It's going to California.
I drove out to California City. I had some plans for some long-term, for some long exposure photographs. I ended up at the second.
How did you find California City?
Like,
you just drove?
I went there because there are like neighborhoods that were constructed and never finished, and it's kind of fascinating.
Wait,
where there's
wait.
Streets.
What?
Large Schlong. Neighborhoods, streets, street
More
signs.
Like Schlong exposure.
Stop. Stop signs, sidewalks, curbs.
So a city.
Well,
a town.
Streets,
look, what I'm
no
trying
houses,
to say is
blocks and blocks and blocks.
So it's like.
Look, I drove out to California to take a picture of my dog. What do you want?
Take me down to the California city.
Dong or dog? Because it sounded like you said dog.
Dong. My dog's dong.
So it's essentially like a. Like track homes without the homes.
Yeah, I'm not in California City. I'm exploring an airplane.
How old is the... are they exploring an earthquake?
I'm exploring the second airplane graveyard that I found. The second one.
When was this today?
Gates are open. I just walked right in. No one seemed to stop me. It's right next door to the California City Airport. Gate was open. It's closed, by the way. I mean, closed on Sundays. I walked in. I walked on the planes. I took some pictures. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the saddest fucking thing I've seen in a long goddamn time.
Your dick.
Which is up against the airport, the animal control center. And there's a giant cage outside.
I thought you were going to say like a terrorist or something.
Giant
like
giant cage, animal drop off.
Oh, no.
All right, let's not talk about this. I'd rather not know.
Okay.
That's I'd not rather
wait,
not
no,
know.
Wait, no, what?
Next to that is like cage after cage after cage full of goats. But the animal drop off is empty. And I'm like, phew. So I stayed there for probably 3 hours till it got dark.
Wait,
it's
what
almost
are the goats
pitch dark.
Doing?
I'm packing my camera.
Are the
up.
Goats okay? Do they have water?
Anderson, of course they're not okay. It's 109 degrees out there.
What are they doing out it's there? The, no one's tending to them?
The sun sets, and I see an SUV pull up, and they get out and put a dog in the cage and drive away. And I'm like, no fucking way are you leaving a dog in a fucking steel pen in the middle of a parking lot.
How is this allowed?
It crushed me, and
wait,
I went
wait,
over there.
Wait,
this
like,
is shit that I will go like with bolt cutters and
crushed me. No, well, this was like a 120-pound pit bull.
Wait,
but he was just going.
Maybe he doesn't.
And I tried squirting water in his mouth, and I tried to feed him, and it crushed me. It broke my
wait,
fucking.
But how, this
the dog crushed you?
There's animal rights and whatnot. This can't be going on.
Wait, where's the goats though?
Next to the pit
right,
bull.
They're right next to
wait,
the
wait, I don't
hole.
Like this turn at all. At all. How far away is
wait,
this
so there's
here?
Like a book drop for animals?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Can you give me the address?
There's the goats. And then if you go like four pictures later, you'll see the dog. And it was at nighttime, but I did a 125,000 ISO short exposure.
Okay, these
so
goats are not nearly as sad as you made it out to be.
The what?
The goats are not as sad.
It's 109 degrees out there. There's no one there. They're only open from 8 to noon.
There's a hose in the picture.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the dog had no water.
Unless that's a snake.
There's a huge hose. There's a bunch of hay. They clearly have had these goats for a while. The goats have
okay, forget the goats. There's a dog in the cage.
They have shade.
Fuck the goats.
They have shade.
Fuck the goats.
Oh, there's Mike's dick.
What?
Oh. No. Yeah, okay,
that's
a sad
part. Okay, this is the part where we watch Tyler look at
animal
pictures.
Drop kennels. Wait, why is there a photo of the dog on the thing?
He wasn't in there that time.
That's a different dog.
Okay, all right, let's move on. So, okay, long exposure, 2,500 ISO. Yes.
He was just going like, and it was crushing me. It was fucking crushing me. And he was up on his back legs like trying to get to me and lick me, and his big tongue was hanging out. And I squirted some water in his mouth. And it was fucking horrible. And I'm not even an animal rights guy. And it was just
well,
killing
you should
me.
Be. Why aren't you?
What if Bill Ackman wanted to take down that company for letting people drop off?
Was that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not so bad. He's not so bad.
Oh, that poor
dog. All
right,
dog. So
where are you well,
going?
Bill Ackman.
Picture.
Fucking
hopefully
Bill
be,
Ackman.
Get the picture.
Hopefully someone in California City really wanted a pit bull and now adopted that dog and it's a happy story. And
no, that dog's dead for sure.
What? What?
There's no way that dog's alive.
When did you take that picture?
Day before yesterday.
And he's dead within 48.
Hold on.
Right. Yeah, watch your videos.
I'm not watching. I'm trying to find.
All right, I'm going to look up California City animal drop off.
Let's not do that. That's.
We should do a live show from there.
We should with bolt cutters, right? You bring your own bolt cutters.
Bring your own. There's too many bolt cutters then.
All right, can we move on to something better? Yeah. I heard like, a cover tune
though?
Today.
A cover tune.
I love you.
I think I love you, but what am I so afraid of? That one?
No, I'm sorry.
I'm
not
afraid that I'm not sure of.
Look at the YouTube videos that come up. Play Yard.
All right, yeah. So if you type in to the Google
search. Its Facebook reviews are 4.7 stars out of 5.
But that's two people.
People are loving. No, 174 reviews.
All right.
People are loving the California City Animal Shelter. Mike, I think you're selling us false goods.
I'm going to burn that fucking place to the ground.
All right, I'm seeing you drive now. The dog is long gone.
Well,
Okay, can we not look at videos just for the sake of the listener, maybe?
What are you talking about?
So I heard, you know, Thank You by Zep.
Oh, I thought you meant
Zap?
Zep. Zeppelin.
Oh, Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
I heard a Duran Duran cover of it today.
Really? How was that?
I didn't know that
existed. A reggae cover of it?
Duran Duran.
How did you even end up on...
Because satellite radio has a station...
It connects to another universe?
That is nothing but cover tunes.
And here's War Pigs by Britney Spears.
I was listening to this. Hey, what do you like more, the original War Pigs or Faith No More's
Faith
War
No
Pigs?
Faith No More better.
Yeah, I think it's better. Yeah, I agree. All right, but... you know what?
I take it... You know what?
Stop it. You already said the right answer.
I don't think this podcast gives Black Sabbath enough credit for how good they actually were.
I think a lot of people actually talk about that.
They do?
Yeah, they bring this show up and they talk about how we lack Black Sabbath empathy.
Not enough Black Sabbath talk.
African American Sabbath.
There is a band.
That's not a bad name for a band, African American Sabbath. Controversial.
I like it. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Is this the Duran Duran cover? I tuned in halfway through.
Wait, is this new?
Maybe. I don't know. There's a station that's devoted to nothing but cover tunes on the old satellite radio.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the best?
I don't know. I just discovered it today. But more importantly...
Do they have DJs that cover other DJs? famous...
Hey, I listen to...
this is Rodney. I mean, Wolfman Jack.
Not bad, right? Got the Simon Le Bon.
Yeah, that's not bad.
You can still tell it's Duran Duran.
You know what you should do as a listener is you should make a cassette tape
he's
recording
doing like
of
Robert
this
Plant
podcast.
With lipstick on.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing.
Playing time. A song through shitty iPhone speakers into a microphone, into a recorder that we're going to compress and upload. And you should play this into your cassette recorder and use that as the master file to that song. Not too shabby.
Listen,
talk about authentically a poor choice in life.
At home.
That's it.
With the boy. My go-to Pandora station.
That's not
is
a bad name for a song. At home with the boy.
Puddles Pity Party Pandora. Right.
Okay.
And it's fun.
Is it his program?
Oh, by the way, my phone reads my text to me, right? Mm-hmm. When I'm driving. Oh. And the text that I got from you earlier today.
Yeah, what was that?
Quite,
no way.
Quite
what
comical.
Was that?
No way.
Well, yeah, she read it to me in an English accent. Your text.
In front of somebody.
Nobody was in the car.
We don't need to even bring that up.
We won't bring it up.
I don't know where that came from.
It was funny. Especially when I heard it from her. All right, I'm sorry. We've lost everybody. I feel like everyone's lost.
I'll be telling like you lost me too.
We'll talk about that later.
Let's just say
Mike would have. I can't even say it.
I don't have to say it. I don't
let's
have
just
to
say. There's no way to let's just say.
It's being said right downstairs. Right.
Yeah. There we go.
I was trying to be funny.
But my system in my car reads my text to me. I don't even ask her to, kind of. Like I just push a button and all of a sudden she's reading my text.
I will remember this text and remind you tomorrow.
She has a British accent.
I brought tacos to you guys and I threw it out there. Like before I drove, I'm like, hey, you guys want some tacos? And then I got like seven responses. And before I know it,
yes, they
the
would
car
like some tacos.
Is reading from yes. And so
tacos.
Pandora station
how many
at home.
Tacos?
Do you want tacos?
Puddle's Pity Party Pandora station at home. It's a fantastic station. You're going to hear a lot of fun stuff. I think I might have talked about it here before. There's one song that's been playing and that I've heard a number of times and to the point where I just said, you know what? Who is this? I love this fucking song. Every time it comes on.
They're like the Beach Boys,
Atticus
California
and I
Girls.
Start going, having a good time.
Happy birthday to me.
The name of the
Written
song
by three chicks.
Is S.O.B. Mm-hmm. And it's by a band,
Nathaniel Hawthorne and the...
Ratcliffe.
No, Nathan Ratliff and the Ratliff. Night Sweats or something
yes.
like that, right?
I don't know
you
who it
know.
Is.
Finally, yeah. Somebody knows.
Yes, they're very good.
Yeah?
Nathaniel Ratliff and
what?
The Night
no,
Sweats.
It switched the song, goddammit.
Does Puddles get paid for that?
Hey Siri.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Does Puddles get paid for being on you?
Hey Siri, put me out of my misery.
Have you, Tyler? Have you heard the SOB song? Because it's so fucking good.
I guess I guess one day I need to inquire as
there's
to
there's a couple of the songs that
fine
I
fine gentlemen
very much like. So it might be one of them.
I think I need to ask both of you guys to turn me on to where I can get turned on to some new music because
Damn.
I am having a hard time actually. Oh, this sounds like an invitation for people to send me new music. Don't please.
Ah!
But I want to discover one of these stations that
Dude,
I can find a cool, couple of cool new songs. I do.
This is some fucking amateur hour shit.
My thumb keeps touching the screen.
Well, hack your thumb off.
Just stop touching it.
Stop, yeah, the hitchhiker.
I thought it was a song from the 50s.
It's like, oh, brother, where are
they? They lifted that. They lifted this from the 50s. Wait, this is new?
Yeah, it doesn't get good yet. Hold on.
It's good. About to get good. It's good now.
About to get real good.
It's good now.
No, yes, I have heard this.
Yeah, I would listen to this for sure.
Wait for myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a
damn. Son of a bitch! Yep. Give me a
drink. Yeah, kind of lost me here.
What?
I don't need the swing dancing part. I like the beginning part, like the gospel part, but I don't need to have to fucking jump up
this
from my seat.
This is the part
seat.
Of the song that plays after you break that dog free from that kennel. He jumps in your car and
You not
guys
too shabby.
Zoom off into the sunset.
And then I bleed
That's
out on the desert
away,
floor after he bites me.
Pull away crane shot.
Shot is just my body laying next to my car with the open door and the dog just lapping up the blood, gurgling out of my jugular vein.
Happily hopping into the car that had just dropped him off at the place. They pick him up. Good boy. You're gonna play the whole song?
Mike's part's back on.
Oh, Lord. All right, everyone, get back up and dance now. I could see
very
the girls.
Enjoyable.
I could see this would be taking place. What was that swing dance club
in
Los
Feliz
in the 90s?
I'm aware
the
of
Derby,
the music.
The Brown Derby.
The Derby.
And they've been on the Late Late Show a couple times.
The Derby. I went there one night and thought it was the coolest.
I went there one night and I felt like I didn't belong.
I went there one night too.
I may have not belonged too.
I felt middle of the road.
I went there and I thought, wow, so I have to learn how to swing dance to belong?
Anderson, I was wearing... Well, I don't need to tell what I was wearing. Shorts and a t-shirt.
It was before swingers, too. Swingers,
I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt. Every person in there was dressed.
To the nines.
Yes.
Like zoot suits.
Some would say they were dressed to the
tens. I felt like an asshole.
Can we talk about lying?
Yeah.
Michael? Can we talk about that?
Of course. Of course.
Oh, I love Mike so much. He looks at me like all earnest and like his eyes are wide. Like, all right, let's do this. Has nothing to do with anyone here in this room. Not even you, Houdini, who we're trying to summon.
Oh, too bad.
That's the whole gist of the show.
Show's
We've been
almost
trying
over.
To summon Houdini this whole time.
What show's you, almost over, but you know, in light of what's going on, and you know, it's been happening, and the
are you talking about me sleeping with your wife?
Talking about, I don't know what once you get famous in this country and rich and powerful, mm-hmm. I'm lost as to what you have to do to be excommunicated for good.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if there's a line anymore.
I'm with you. I don't get it. I don't like it.
Because I go down the line, right? And I think, okay, Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Back.
Yeah.
I welcome him back because I like his movies and I like him. However, he was horribly anti-Semitic.
Thank you, sugar tits.
And misogynistic.
Yes,
and,
he was. Right?
And you will blow me.
And I heard plenty of people.
And we just know he's not changed.
And racist. And I heard plenty of people saying, oh, he's done. Oh, no, he's not. He's back.
No, he's back.
Okay. Let's talk about
especially when you look at this in the scope of what's happened to people in the past. That one guy,
minor little fuck
Gary up. Hart, was going to be the president. And
oh, what about
Dean
Cain?
A photograph
was it Dean Cain?
Of
Dean Cain?
Oh yes, one
and
little
he's done.
One little gurgly noise from his throat, and he's
Howard
out.
Dean,
Howard Cain,
not
Howard Cain, Howard
Cain,
Howard Cain. Dean Cain is Superman.
Dean Cain
right?
Also, Dean Cain also.
Also, the host of Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Gary Hart. Let a girl sit on his lap and had a picture taken while he was on a boat. Of course he was probably fucking her, but that ruined his... He's done.
Clinton
done.
Got a blowjob and shoved a cigar up, and he was impeached.
I'll tell you, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Now it's become such chaos.
All right, so we got the Mel Gibson thing.
Yeah.
Who else? You got anyone you can...
Oh, I wish I could...
Schwarzenegger. Bang the housekeeper,
impregnating the
have
housekeeper,
a bastard child,
lying through his teeth for like 18 years, and then having to be a pseudo dad to the kid.
I do it till he was a big boy and make sure.
That's he sold me some steroids.
Big.
Okay, I got one.
A big hombre.
Watch this one. Quarterback, NFL. Turns out he's been torturing and killing dogs in dog fights. He actually, there's a report that he picked up a dog that was half dead by its hind legs and bashed it against the wall, killing it. Is he going to be allowed back in the NFL and embraced again? Oh, Michael Vick is back. Oh, yeah, he's done now, but yep. he was welcome back.
He served his penalty.
He comes back, and
I got to say something, too, about he served his time and he paid back his debt to society. Okay, I'll give people that one. You're right. But you're not allowed back.
Right.
You're not allowed back.
However, I
robbed the liquor store and raped the girl behind the counter, and then I served my prison time, and now I'm going back to the liquor store. No, you're not allowed back.
Well, if you worked at Taco Bell, nothing against anyone who might work at Taco Bell. Yeah,
you're allowed back. Open arms.
I got a lot against people that might work at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Why aren't you bringing Del Taco?
Far Anderson, superior product. It's shocking.
Like, what do you have to do now?
Well, look at what's happening with the president.
Like the fucking the mayor that was smoking crack, right?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, they let him back.
Oh, I love that guy.
He's dead.
Is he dead now?
Yeah, he's dead now. But
he's dead.
The crack smoking Marion Barry, the crack smoking mayor. I thought you were talking about
Rob Ford.
No, I'm talking about Marion Barry, DC mayor who was a crackhead, and they just went, "No, we love him. We love him." Flat out. Nope.
They got video of him smoking more crack. Wait, okay, so.
Yeah, the Rob Ford guy's dead.
Right now, we have, and I'm not to get political, but it's a news event and it's occurring. And I would imagine that whether you voted Trump or not, you still are seeing the ridiculous hypocrisy that's occurring right now.
Depends where you get your news. It does.
It could depend where you get your news because they're very, very different.
The facts are the facts. I'm hearing that opinions are saying that, you know, Donald Jr. wasn't part of the administration, so it's okay. I'm hearing that on Fox. But the ultimate fucking bold-faced lies that are occurring, they're right up there with Watergate, I think.
Anderson.
Right? And Watergate is still like, the old-timers are still talking about Watergate. Like, you just don't understand. No, I get it.
It's even worse than that because they're caught in a lie, and he just goes, fake news, bullshit. And half of the people, his supporters, go, he said it's fake, it's bullshit. And then everyone else is like, what the fuck? There's no punishment coming. When's it coming?
And the punishment doesn't even really, it doesn't interest me. I don't
No,
really
it's, of course I'm it's just, not going to achieve
I'm
anything.
I'm embarrassed.
He's going to get the dignity.
I've never felt embarrassed to be an American, and I'm feeling a bit embarrassed now. I wasn't embarrassed after he got into office.
And I was.
I know a lot of people were, especially out here on the West Coast and the East Coast. I wasn't embarrassed. I was like, you know what? You know, freedom of voting, and you know, you never know who you're going to get, especially when you know someone stirs the pot. And I understand. I can see where a lot of people would like to cut his jib.
I'm into the stirring the pot thing. I wasn't into the fact that he's a bullshit artist reality
but
TV show host.
Now
I'm into the stirring. I'm not even against a Republican being.
Well,
the president.
We had Reagan, who was a bullshit. You know,
I know, but he wasn't as boldly disgustingly rude and offensive to people as Trump is.
Oh, you know what happened? Oh, I'm sorry. That was a bit of a reaction.
What happened?
I was watching a dumb show, Come Dine With Me, with my mom a couple nights ago. On my mom's staying with me right
now. Come Dine With Me?
Yeah, it's a great show. I talked about it years ago.
It's a reality show
out of the UK. And it's just a fun little premise. Like four people that don't know each other, they each have to host a dinner party with the other three people.
That sounds way too
at their
long.
House. And they
way,
cook,
is
they
it
cook
a seven
the food.
Hour show?
No, it's four. It's an hour, and they cook the food, and then everyone votes on like how good it was. One to ten, right? And then whoever wins gets the most pounds, or gets 1,200 pounds.
Yeah, they're super polite.
They're super polite in person, like but then they're like, as soon as they're in the car, they're like, "Ah, it was shit," and I'll give you a five.
There's no more enjoyable show to me to watch than the Great British Bake Off.
Actually, it's whoever eats the most gets the most pounds.
Or the Great British Baking Show, or whatever it's called.
Yes, amazing show.
They're so nice.
You know how we talk about being offended.
Except for Paul
on the
Hollywood,
show.
He's a real prick.
Yeah.
And how people get offended. We can't quite understand it.
Yeah.
I felt it, and maybe for one of the first times in my entire life. I get offended when people say, "Hey, Anderson, you're a piece of shit. Fuck you. You don't know what you're talking about with movies." Like, it's offensive, right? I hope your movie sucks, Anderson. You're a blowhard. Fuck you. That hurts, but not like as an American. I don't get offended, right? Like, or as a white middle class man. Like, it's tough for us to be offended, right?
Yeah, we got a pretty sweet deal.
Well, especially the amount of hypocrisy. As human beings, we are hypocritical. Because the people who preach the most are the biggest, you know what I'm saying? it's hard to be offended.
You should see zookeepers. They're elephant critical. They're tiger critical.
Well, it's hard.
Giraffe critical.
It's hard to be critical of...
In addition to hippos.
Oh, thank you. I'm so lost. I'm like, what is he talking about?
Anderson was staring at me like he'd been lobotomized.
All right.
Which was a fair response. It wasn't that good.
It's hard. God damn it. It's hard to be critical when you are a liar. Like, I'm talking about
person. I'm not talking about Trump.
I'm talking about a human being, a man, who goes, oh, that's out of line saying that. And then you say the same thing to your friend while you're having a beer in the garage.
That's why Trump
is
in office right now.
And we've all done that. We've all done this.
Because
I'm like, oh, I would never do that. And then you get behind the scene.
I kind of pride myself on not doing that, Mike. I kind of pride myself on never calling attention or being judgmental towards things that I would actually do behind closed doors. I'm not that guy.
I have done that.
I don't do that.
I've been a colossal hypocrite.
And I know most people do
that. No, but I'm
that.
Saying I've made of fun problem. Of people for something that I do myself.
That you turn around and do. Yeah. Some of that's self-hating. And
yeah. I mean, I honestly, and I may have brought this up before, but I did it on my own podcast in real time, and I recognized it in real time. I was livid about a guy wearing a hat.
Right.
And I went, that stupid fuck. Who the fuck do you think you are, you douchebag? Oh, you think you're Bob Dylan? You fucking zero. You nothing. You fucking loser. Uh-huh. Would think you're Bob Dylan with your stupid hat on. And then I just went, and like under my breath, I went, I'd like to wear that hat. And I was like, oh God, fuck. What the fuck just happened? And I was like freaked out in my heart that I just went ran the whole gamut of criticizing this guy for something I wish I had the balls to do. But I feel like the chaos... There is no order. Where is the truth in anything else now? Like, is everything going to be like, oh, you killed all these people because you didn't do updates on your airplane? Not true. We didn't kill them. That wasn't our fault. Okay, I guess we'll just keep going on then. No consequences, right?
No, there's people out there fighting the good fight.
I don't feel it.
Bill Ackman's all over it. He's going to short Trump.
I can't believe you guys remember that dude's name.
Tyler just gave it to me, so I just jumped on. All right, listen, real quick.
I'm buying Trump.
I felt offended as an American in a flash, and I've never felt that.
What
in my
was the circumstance?
Life.
What was the?
This
switch?
Is big, guys. I'm like, you know, in my 40s, yeah. And I've lived in America my entire life, and watched the Olympics and stuff, and you know,
you watch the fucking Olympics.
I've watched the Olympics.
Oh!
And, you know, I've heard a whole sorts of attacks on America. God, never once have I felt slighted America. Or offended. Never once. I'm watching this dumb show, Come Dine With Me, which I really enjoy. It's a good show. The voiceover guy.
What network is that?
It's not out here. You got to watch it on YouTube if you got
to
watch it.
I'm coughing to death.
I talked about it at length, like when Jillian and I went to Europe, because that's where we discovered it, like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. So he's a cheeky bastard.
Do they stack the results so the best one is at the end?
Not important. No, they do not. So this one,
I mean, do they get
four
the snooze out of the way up front?
No, because they're all sometimes the worst dinners are the most entertaining. So there's four contestants, and this one there was an American contestant. She was very crazy, like over the top.
Wait, they're judged for the entertainment too?
No.
I'm trying to get you to sell this to me so I can go home and watch it.
It's good. It's a fun show.
And
you got
to
give it a minute
and move to England,
it,
where I'm not embarrassed on my country.
So, anyways, the voiceover guy is the point. All right, there's a voiceover guy. It's all like written after the fact, and it really livens it up, much like TMZ.
Oh, Mark
he's
is really,
really
enjoying
good.
That crudité platter.
No, but he's cheeky. Like,
he
makes fun of everyone as you're watching it. Yeah, like
right.
As they're
look
talking
at that
about
fat, so
as they're talking
creme
about
brulee, like he's it's his last meal.
How good their food's gonna be? He's usually saying, I doubt it's going to be as good as you say with those mitts.
I like it because it's like the TMZ guy. That's why you
That's
like
what
it.
I just said. It's a little TMZ guy.
I would like to see this show with the voiceover guy in the room while they're eating so they can hear him.
Not the point. The point is this. He was
Chow
talking
down,
about the
Miss Piggy.
American woman who she had barbecue, chicken barbecue, and okay. Like something called funeral potatoes.
Oh.
Which
funeral
no one's ever
potatoes?
Heard of. Yeah. Anyways.
Because you bury him 6 feet
covered in maggots?
He started making fun of the American girl, who I was not a fan of. I was not taken by this American woman. In fact, she was insulting to... I shouldn't say that. It's not mean.
American
but she
girl.
Wasn't a good representation of what American women are.
Okay.
And he started imitating her. And he did a pretty good American accent.
But what was she doing that was not a good representation?
She was just like over the top
I
and loud.
I will help you,
and,
comrade. I love America.
That would be Russian. And he did this American accent, and... It's like the shudder went up my back, and I was just like, ew, I didn't like...
We're ugly.
That was biting.
We are ugly.
That kind of pissed me off. Like, who are you? And he did it good, too, which made it even more anger-fying, right? Like, if he did a bad one, I'd be like, yeah, whatever, you fucking Brit, whatever. What are you going to do? But it could sound like a good American. Like, he could turn it on and off. Mm. And I'm like, oh, that makes me feel icky inside.
Was it West
like,
Coast American?
He's able to. No,
the tables have turned.
She was Midwest. And it felt like there was something like I had this instant respect that I was begrudging about for him to be able to just turn on the American accent. Oh, I didn't like it. And he was being cheeky.
You felt like our listeners when we do that. Everybody from the fucking South talks like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got the American accent.
Or Italians. Or like, you know, people are offended all the time, and I don't quite get
they
it.
They are?
I don't know about it with us. I'm sure with us.
Oh, but you meant by the
show. We have a lot of really angry Italian listeners.
You guys are getting complaints. Hey, I didn't like it
the
show.
But they're angry all the time.
They're never talking like that.
Where's
my dinner? Where's my dinner, woman?
One of the first times I've ever been offended as an American. Now, I get offended. My wife will say that I get offended, you know, personally all the time. I disagree, but she says it. So anyways, it was interesting.
It's a tough time. The lying thing is fascinating, and I don't know if we even have the time or the energy or the insight
Definitely
to get into it, but it's where is this going to lead us? Like, where everyone just lies, and then we just kind of roll over it like, okay, you know, okay.
Well, we're getting to the point where if you can't show someone on screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the election proved that you could have someone on screen talking about doing the thing, and that doesn't matter. You have to have a person on screen doing the
Which
thing
happens
that is
more and more
bad.
Now with cameras.
But do you think we've also lost...
But even the different, like, you know, police shootings that's a whole other can of worms, but there are police shootings that are not good.
I think
clearly,
you know what's happening, guys? I think that we were on this high moral ground and this, like, we are mightier than thou,
and
especially people in
down.
The limelight.
We're getting beaten
down.
And
I think that now it's just becoming apparent that everyone's a piece of shit. Like, people are just pieces of shit.
But I don't want to believe that. I want to believe there's
are,
some
though.
Order. I want to believe there's some
You
want to
believe there's something. Like
yes.
There's very few.
Yes.
Especially the people that are seeking power. I think that, you know, all this political correct shit that they use to mask and cover up, like, their slights and their blemishes. Which is why Trump got in office to begin with, because he was like, fuck that. I am who I am.
Yeah.
But I think there's a new politician out there. It's not a Trump. It's not a political correct, like, polished, seasoned politician. There's somebody else out there. Obama wasn't bad, actually. Obama was much more real than we're used to. He was pretty.
Wasn't bad. He was pretty good.
He's pretty good.
I mean, as far as, like, being a respectable leader that you could look up to.
I feel like there's going to be, there has to be, especially with this new generation that is very, very savvy. Yeah,
I love all the people that were like, Obama has no experience. How arrogant is he to think he can be president? Blah blah blah.
And now we have a game show host.
And they're like, give him time. He's got no experience.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Give him time.
All right.
Every guy wants to grab girls by the pussy.
Choose a side of it.
Every guy says that publicly.
Although, alternatively, you could say that then I should be supportive of him because I thought it was okay for Obama to be doing it as a new guy, so then I should be okay for Trump as a new guy. So you got to look at it both sides. But...
No, you don't.
One
guy's a pig fuck.
Here's the thing.
You don't have to look at it both. One guy has dignity and one guy's a pig fuck. There's no both sides.
What is it, Ty?
Oh, finish your point, and then I have another movie recommendation for us.
Okay, cool.
Although you might have already seen it.
I think the bottom line, and it's pretty simple, but we should, I don't know about you guys. I can pretty much guess though. The answer is this.
I mean,
like, the people that say like, it's the whole, like, looking up to people in sports or politicians as model citizens. I would never, ever look at, Jeter as how I should live my life. Derek Jeter or the president, no matter who it is. Like, I have a pretty good idea of what's right and what's wrong, and I'm going to raise my child and be a good husband and do daily things.
But it is nice to see people
that you can
look up to. And
you can seek them out, but most of my influences are horrible people, actually, if you think about it.
Manson,
filmmakers, and like punk rock artists. You know, but I know what's right and wrong, and I know what kind of person I should be. I don't have to look to the fucking president to tell me. It's as mindless.
I can't say most of my influences are horrible people, because the fact of the matter is, the person you want to be, you will respect that in someone else. If you see somebody that's dignified, that treats his wife with respect, that treats other people
right
nicely, you
but I'm not going to do it because of that. It's like that's a nice attribute that they have. I already have it because it's instilled there from learning as a child, I guess, or having, you know, a mom who knows how to raise me and, you know, just knowing what's right and wrong and having empathy and whatnot.
Yeah, empathy is the key thing. That's something actually I've been thinking about a lot in the last few months.
I think empathy you're kind of right, too.
Lack of empathy in people is...
Yeah, not giving a shit
but
about other
point,
people.
The point is
just really
gotta, like,
ugly.
Focus on what's around you. What's instead of getting all caught up because I'm what you know. I had the news on today for a good hour and a half, and it's just like all bullshit that no one really has any control over. And you're watching, you're putting all this energy into it. Well, you know, if I was actually wrapped up in it, my kid's laying there on the ground, needing my attention.
Yep.
But I'm furious because the president is doing bad shit that's going
to
affect my kid. But I'm right here.
I talked to my therapist about that. I was like, sometimes I flip on talk radio in the afternoon. And 5 minutes in, I'm shaking. I'm so mad. And it's not like mad at what they're saying. It's I'm yelling at the radio, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Like, I'm like, fuck you, you uneducated talk radio show host that's just trying to rile up women in Orange County drive-in Suburbans. Like, fuck you.
Well,
and all you're trying to do is stir up the pot so
don't
you can make money
show.
With advertisers.
I know what show you're talking
no,
about.
No, but that, yeah, but... They're fucking terrible.
Yeah, they are.
They're so uneducated. And then Trump wants to do this, and the teachers are going on strike, and they want to take your money, and they want to spend your money on cocaine to shove up their kids' butts.
Did
and
they?
People are like, I'm, you know.
I'd actually kind of be into that.
Yeah, that would be
so adverse.
Kind of illegal, but you know, it's like shut up. What are you doing? You're ruining my life with your bullshit nonsense news.
Before you're...
And it's the same thing with all the other news stations, too. It's like, I don't care.
Because
I don't care.
News
I don't
has become...
Care.
It's allowed to be an entertainment product. It's not an actual informative...
But it's not news.
Oh, it's
none
not.
Of it's
you know,
news.
We've gone... Well, like, they had breaking news today, like, for 2 hours, and it was breaking news. Trump is leaving the White House to go to Paris. Who cares? It's not news.
Let us know when he's there.
He was scheduled to go to Paris.
Yeah, but let us know when he's there.
Yeah,
who gives a shit?
I gotta take... A wee wee. Classic president joke.
So, real quick before movie recommendation, we wrap this up here. A couple calls, chats with Andy's that I've done.
That was a pee-pee joke.
Actually, Unlock It was one of my chats with Andy. And we talked about your star fucker readiness, right?
Yeah.
Two different people that I had conversations with both had different theories as to what it is with you and stars and how. They were both defending you, saying you're not a star fucker, and
I don't think I am.
I don't
I'm
think
not
you
worried
are
about it
as much. Like as
I was,
when we
I was
up
freaked out
ago.
When you brought it up.
Yeah,
like, I was kind
of. Well, you kind of brought it up, and we just kind of.
I did.
I think so.
I still think I had a good bead on it that I wasn't able to articulate. But
you did
ahead.
Have a bead.
Sounds about right.
Please,
but the articulation fact.
But with
of the matter was
my apologies, Unlockets. I can't remember exactly what I remember what I waxed on about, but that was. You like telling stories. You like having people kind of engaged in your stories. You know how to tell a good story, and celebrities sell. So like if you can pepper in a celebrity that is actually was organic to the story and real, you'll put that in there for like a marquee value to keep people entertained.
Probably,
this plugs into my read on it was that also Mike is exponentially more around celebrities than most people.
Right.
So of course, a significant number of his.
Well,
tales
kind of, I
kind
of sit in the house alone most of the time, and then I come here.
Right, and it's nothing but a lot of celebrities. There's this. I got another listener whose name I won't, because I'm not going to talk personal stuff, but I'll keep his name out of this. But he brought
Tyler
up a really
White.
Good point, and that was that he thinks that you just really, really appreciate hard work and success and people who are good at what they do.
I sort of do. I sort of
that wasn't
do.
The wasn't the word that he used, but it was talent. You appreciate good
I do.
Talent.
I do.
And somebody who hones their skill.
And I
and
respect
therefore,
that. I
respect
that.
That
whether
yeah.
they're a painter, a singer,
why
a writer.
Listen to this show.
No, but I like if somebody creates something and then they see it through, even if it's not the best. I have almost forever respect for them for doing it. Because it's hard for me to do things.
And a lot of those people are people that we've heard of because that's they're at the top of their game. So.
Yeah.
That was,
I mean, obviously the Paul McCartney thing, I dropped that name as much as I can because that's the biggest celebrity.
Did you know that I shook his left hand? It's so bothering. It bothered me so much.
No, but realistically, if you look.
Absolutely. You got to tell everybody what's up.
I am overly thrilled to meet him when I get to meet him because
Anderson.
I look at his body of work and it's insane. Okay, let's not talk about that. I mentioned, I don't think I mentioned it on this show, but I definitely mentioned it. But you know how...
You have to keep adding it that much?
We go... Yeah. That's a lot of liquid you got to put. Why don't you just drink that shit?
We're talking about vape juice.
Go ahead, Mike.
They should have vape like fake heroin, and you get the immediate rush, but it doesn't damage you. That would just be heroin, right?
Yeah. What were we saying?
I've had a couple of close calls lately. It's something I haven't done for quite some time, and I'm pretty. I don't think it's because I stopped taking my meds, but I have I've impulsively done stuff that I thought was truly funny or seemed totally normal.
Choke a woman out in her car.
Not a huge. Yeah, it was like it was that deal. But there was three or four things that went down. But the one that weirded me out the most wasn't in the grocery store the night before last when the guy in front of me with the young child reminded me of you, had a young child, buying a shitload of groceries, probably 10:30 at night, and the woman goes, "Do you have a card?" And he goes, "I'll give you my number." And I had my phone in my hand, and I went, "I'm going to call this guy and go, hey, it's me, the dude behind you." And
I think about that all the time.
I started giggling so much that I couldn't do it, and then I stupidly told the cashier why I was giggling.
Oh,
and no one thought it was funny.
Yeah.
No.
And the guy was gone, and I was like, I'm glad I didn't do that because no one thought it was funny. Yesterday, I'm here, and I'm getting lunch next door, and a very, very attractive woman was coming out of the V Cafe.
Yeah, it's wearing all it's black. Melrose. They're a dime a dozen.
What? I don't know her. I've never met
her. Very, very attractive women on Melrose. Yeah. It's like it's
I've
almost,
never seen
you
her.
You become desensitized to it.
And I went, hold on a second. And she stopped, and I bent down and pulled hairs off of her butt, and this is what it felt like.
All right, now we're doing.
I went like this on her butt cheek and pulled two big long hairs that were hanging on her pants. And I went, sorry, that seemed weird. And then I just ran into my office. And all of a sudden, I just got fucking like a stomachache. Like, oh God, what the fuck was that?
Wait, did you touch her bare skin?
No, it was her butt cheeks underneath her pants.
Under her pants?
You went under her pants?
No, no. She was wearing black long
pants. But does she know what you did?
I don't know. I don't know. That's what I mean.
Because you bailed out.
I went, hey, excuse me, hold on a second. And she stopped, and I bent down and went and did twice.
Oh,
two takes
no.
To get the hair off her butt.
No, Mike, you say, excuse me, you have hairs on your butt. No, actually, you don't even say anything.
Don't say that. Yeah.
It was so
you
weird.
Got something.
It was so weird and so something you only do with your girlfriend or your wife.
That was so George, like feeling the material.
But I ran inside as fast as I could to make sure I was away from her, like, I gotta hide now.
Yeah, but you're recognizable. Like, she might see you again with a guy, and she might be like, that's the guy that just...
You can tell that to the...
Arbitrarily grabbed my butt.
Tell that to the 9-year-old who's got my poster up.
When Lauren and I used to go to the dog park all the time, there was this... You know, you start to, like, recognize people and their dogs.
Yeah.
And there was this one person who, like, we kind of got along with, and I don't know what the fuck got into me, but I was like, petting her dog or whatever, and I was looking at his name and the information on his mm-hmm. collar, and I was like, you know, it'd be a pretty good scam is like you come to dog parks and get like really friendly with the owners and the dogs till they like really like you, and then you just memorize the, you know, the address, and then you just go break in their house and the dog's like, you know, it's fine. And
that's out of the scam category, by the way, right to crime.
She's like, cool.
Hey, I got this.
And I was like, oh,
you guys, I got a pyramid scheme.
You don't know me. This is
weird.
We get to know people, and we track their whereabouts, and we rob them while they're gone. It's a pyramid scheme.
Son of a bitch.
Because we're going to make pyramids at the end. The movie is Nobody Speak.
I've seen it.
Yeah, it's good.
I flicked past it 2 weeks ago.
It's good. It's good.
It's very good. Yeah.
However, was it Netflix?
I wish that they spent more time. I think I told you to watch it. More time talking about the history of how we get our news and how we
tell me what it's about.
Like
it's
all
about
free speech. Long. It'd be like too long.
Tell me what it's about.
It's about free speech, and
it starts off with the Gawker Hulk Hogan sex tape.
Oh, lawsuit. I see it on Netflix every time I scroll by.
It's really good. It's really very good.
Okay, I will.
Nobody Speak.
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow for the first time in some time? Is
hey.
I'm going to I'm going to get my work.
That was a real high five. That was a real high five. It wasn't a fake one.
That's a good name for a documentary. The real high five. It's just five dudes really stoned in a tower.
Why are they in a tower?
Because they're really high, and they're high. They're doble high.
Doble. George Jorge Doubly Bush.
Real high five.
I thought that was so funny. I know it's just Spanish, but I heard a guy say, Jorge Doubly Bush. And I was like, oh my God, George W. Bush. I love the way you say it.
Doble V. Isn't that weird?
I think I'm
going to
head out.
Doble V, which means double V. Actually, double W. Is W, and like you put two U's together, it looks like a W.
Triple U. Yeah, that one got omitted from the
alphabet.
It's
like breakfast. You don't think about breakfast
need
being
triple
breakfast,
U.
But
yeah, double T.
Double U. Two double U's T. Together is a W.
Double upside down V, Mike.
It's like how you don't think about podcast. It's like
that.
A pod.
It's
and
not,
then,
not,
then
not,
there's the
it
cast.
Doesn't work at all.
What would podcast be called if Apple never invented the iPod?
Butts.
That's what I thought too.
Probably like Zoomcast.
Sandwich.
Zoomcast.
Sandwich listener.
They'd be called like radio bites.
Personal like, radio shows. Yeah, independent. Like awful. It would be independent personal radio shows that aren't really broadcast on the radio at all. Hello. Welcome to that.
It's got a ring to it.
I think I'm going to do solely for vacation style purposes. I think, and I have not been there in some time, but I think I'm going to go
California City.
Get a room out at the Ace tomorrow and go swimming.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Full circle. This might be the end of the show. We might actually be coming to the end of the show now.
They have really cheap rates right now because it's 118 degrees. But I was like, I'm going to go check into the Ace. I'm
going to
eat some chips and salsa, have a Coke. I'm
going to
go swim and take a sauna. I'm thinking like leaving at 1 or 2 and getting up there like at sunset.
Do we have to hear the itinerary? Do we have to hear the...
No, 1 or 2, that's cutting
it
awful close.
I don't go out. I don't take vacations and I don't do things that are nice for me.
Life is a vacation.
I have a movie to tell both of you to watch.
I have a movie to make.
However, I already discussed it at length on the Film Vault earlier this week.
So?
We did top 5 decapitations.
Uh-huh. Can the people downstairs keep it down?
We're about to leave.
Very loud.
Shit, but let me tell you this. 3-hour show.
Let
what
me tell
are
you this.
Doing
For
now?
Those of you who may casually watch movies and don't listen to the Film Vault, Chairman, there's a movie that I watched last night that I fucking loved. It would have been one of my favorite movies of 2015 had I seen it in 2015, starring Kevin Bacon. It's called Cop Car. It's not available to stream for free. You got to spend $3.99 to watch the
HD. I can't remember if I've seen it or not.
You'd remember if you saw it.
It's called
two kids.
Cop Car.
They come across
an
abandoned cop car in the middle of nowhere in Colorado.
No, I know what it is.
Hey, does Tara have a credit on that movie?
No, because there's like four people in the entire movie.
She did
five people.
She did
five
a Kevin Bacon movie, and they just cut her character. At the end, they decided her character wasn't.
I did not see her name in it. Perhaps. It's directed by John Watt, who just did Spider-Man Homecoming, which was very good superhero comic book movie. Yeah, I loved it.
It looks so like...
It's very good.
Maybe
it's very enjoyable.
I think I might have Spider-Man fatigue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the first good Spider-Man movie I've seen, actually. Yeah, it's really, really
fun. The trailers
are
not good.
It's fun. I don't watch trailers. But Cop Car is so much fun. It's so good. It's just 2 10-year-old boys come across a cop car in the middle of nowhere. They're running away from home. They steal the cop car, and it's Kevin Bacon trying to find them. Because it's his cop car, because he's the sheriff, and it's scary at times. It's hilarious.
Yeah. I've seen the whole thing. Yes,
and
you've seen
the movie.
Yes,
you watched it.
Yes,
and you don't remember it that well. This is depressing. Kevin Bacon was fucking phenomenal.
Did you like it?
This is like
I think I saw it when Zach was like 2 months old, so I was in the fog.
Were you high?
I was in the fog.
You're probably high and kind of watching him.
Fucking just chilling out, bro. Macking on some big bongs, hitting the blunt.
Kevin Bacon is so glorious.
High.
In this movie. I was laughing. Like my mom's staying with me right now, and she was like sitting next to me on the couch last night when I was watching it, and I was laughing so hard that she was reading and writing some stuff down for like some kind of food journal, and I kept scaring her because I was laughing so hard like at 2 a.m. It's so funny. I love that movie.
He's got a great mustache in it.
Oh, he's got a great mustache. I think it might be fake though. That kind of bummed me out. Why not just grow a mustache? Take a month or two.
Maybe
he
doesn't have time.
All right, let's wrap this baby
up. Wait, hold
up.
On. I'm trying to figure out.
Nope.
What the fucking?
Nope. Nope. Not waiting.
I can't imagine where she would fit in.
Nope.
I can't imagine where Tara Lynn Barr would fit into that movie.
Okay, she was in something called The Darkness. Is
Five,
that, was that a Kevin Bacon movie?
Four.
I want to know.
Three.
Hold on.
Two. One.
Oh.
California City. Cop Car. Compulsive Liars. This week on the After Disaster. Brought to you by Herbalife. Spread the diarrhea.
What?
Sorry.